Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen continued her busy week by making a surprise appearance at a military parade, joining Prince Charles at the Queen's Bodyguard for Scotland Redendo Parade in the gardens at the Palace of Holyrood House this afternoon. The mirror describes Her Majesty as beaming in her dusky blue coat and matching hat as she clutched her walking stick before sitting down to watch the parade. More than 300 officers and archers from the Queen's Bodyguard for Scotland took part in the Redendo Parade, with the event being the largest gathering of the Sovereign's Bodyguard in history. The Royal Company of Archers acts as the Sovereign's Ceremonial Bodyguard for Scotland, a role first created in 1822 during a visit to Scotland by King George IV. Charles inspected the Royal Company with the parade commander, and the Queen was presented with a Redendo, a present from the officers and archers to mark the bicentenary of the Queen's Bodyguard for Scotland. In past centuries, the Redendo presented to the monarch was a pair of arrows on a velvet cushion, but during the three occasions the Queen has received the gift, it has been replaced by more practical items, a brooch in 1952, a glass vase in 1976, and a pen tray in 2006. The Queen travelled to Scotland earlier this week for Holyrood Week, her annual trip to Edinburgh, where she carries out a number of engagements. While it's great to see Her Majesty out and about, cynical podcaster writers wonder if she's just trying to change the story. Per the Washington Post, Buckingham Palace confirmed that lessons have been learned following an investigation into complaints that Meghan had bullied palace staff members, but it has not published the findings nor explained what those lessons are. The palace, which never backed the claims but said they were serious enough to be investigated, said in a statement on Thursday that the probe had concluded and that recommendations on our policies and procedures have been taken forward. The palace said that it would not be publishing the results of the review, which looked at how the palace handled the complaints, not the specifics of the allegations themselves. During a Wednesday briefing on annual royal finances, the palace official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told reporters that the details would remain confidential to protect the privacy of those who gave testimony about their experiences. The official said, "Because of the confidentiality of the discussions, we have not communicated the detailed recommendations. The recommendations have been incorporated within policies and procedures wherever appropriate, and policies and procedures have changed. I think the objectives have been satisfied because lessons have been learned." Royal watchers had expected the review might be mentioned in the Sovereign Grant Report, the annual financial accounts of the monarchy's spending and income that was published on Thursday. And that report might be another subject that Elizabeth doesn't want you focused on. The annual report showed that the British monarch's official expenditure for 2021-22 had been about $124 million, an increase of 17% on the previous financial year. This amount exceeded the $105 million in the sovereign grant, the pot of public money provided by the British government to cover the costs of the Queen's household and upkeep of royal residences. The palace said that the royal finances cost $1.57 per person in the United Kingdom, and that the bulk of the spending went toward major renovation works at Buckingham Palace. The extra costs, the palace said, were being met by reserves set aside in previous years. The accounts showed that the most expensive trip over the past year was the trip to the Caribbean in March by Prince William and his wife Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, seen as something of a public relations disaster that cost $274,000. Royal finances expert Norman Baker said, "The government should have a complete rethink of how taxpayers' money is allocated to the royal family. We have no say in how the royals choose to use private jets or helicopters, which are all paid out of the public purse, and while ordinary people are struggling, it isn't right. The Queen's royal train cost £100,000 for just three outings last year, but is now exclusively powered by hydro-treated vegetable oil," royal sources revealed. The royal aide said, "The Queen has no plans to stop using the royal train, which provides excellent value for money." Not mentioned in the report, but speculated on by some, where did the money for Prince Andrew's settlement come from? Palace Intrigue will be right back. So while you think of Her Majesty beaming in her dusky blue coat and matching hat, and clutching her walking stick, let that image distract you, lest you notice the headline in the mirror. Prince Andrew felt at home on Epstein's Pedo Island and was close with Maxwell. A former housekeeper who worked on Jeffrey Epstein's Little St. James Island in the Caribbean claims to have seen Prince Andrew there three times. Some former staffers of the island are due to appear in a new Channel 4 documentary series starting next month to discuss their time working on Little St. James as island manager and housekeeping manager, respectively. They claim they witnessed Andrew during three visits to the island. The first time, they say, he was alone, and the second and third with Maxwell. One of the co-workers, Kathy, says of Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell, "They were very good friends, you could see that. Andrew was so relaxed, he would open the door to the kitchen where I was and say, 'Right, what can we eat?' It was like his home in many ways." The Duke agreed to an out-of-court settlement with Virginia Jeffrey in March. Ghislaine Maxwell, The Making of a Monster, airs on Channel 4 on July 5th at 10 p.m. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favourite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.